St. Martin's, Leinster champions, could have won today, could have lost. And maybe, you know, to give credit to the Dublin champions, Vincent's, maybe they deserved another day in the sun. And we did have the sun shining here on the wonderful condition, wonderful facilities here in Donoughmore, GA and Ashburn.
The St. Martin's would probably admit that probably didn't have their best day collectively as a group. And, you know, they'd be, I don't know if they'd be happy would be the word, but going away from here with a draw and living to fight another day, because things seem to go turn against them about 10 minutes to go or so with Mary Barth sending off. And
actually, there was 20 minutes left when that happened. Sally, yeah.
Yeah. And they just, St. Vincent's just started to get on top, like they were winning the 50-50 battles and, you know, keeping in touch. Then the sending off happened, and at that stage, you would say the Martins were going to be up against it because Vincent's were attacking, and they were attacking in droves. And then they went ahead for the first time. And things didn't look good for St. Martin's, but I just thought Chloe Fox at that stage just stepped up, and she really drove everything. She moved out, you know, wandered out to midfield, was winning balls and driving through. There were, you know, Sarah O'Connor was the same. They were getting the frees just to keep them in touch, and it could have gone anyway, really, in the last, you know, 3 or 4 minutes and into injury time. The Martins had two chances, but they were long range. They were quite far out, and the ball just dropped short and went wide. And then the same with Vincent's as well. So probably both teams, on reflection, would just be happy enough to go away and have another run at it next week.
St. Vincent's were a very big team. But I suppose on the plus side, four of the St. Martin's forwards scored from play, and just two of the St. Vincent's, you know, for all the dominance, they didn't still seem to have the forwards. Apart from Alison Maguire, the joint captain, who was a brilliant full forward, they didn't, and Aisling Maher maybe, they didn't seem to have the scoring threat at the same time to punish St. Martin's, which may be a positive for the replay.
Yeah, we've kind of said it before, you know, in the first half as well, that Vincent's did look threatening when the ball went into their full forward line. You know, their winning ball, the St. Martin's back line just seemed to be under a little bit of pressure with them. But I suppose at that stage, St. Martin's were on top out midfield and everything, and you think that, you know, they'd ride the storm. But St. Vincent's kept in touch. And really, we knew then at that stage when the war and they got back to level that this was going to be a dogfight to the end.
Yeah, because you're always in bother when a team is still in touch.
Yeah, they're a big, strong, physical team. And, you know, they just kept chipping away their 2 or 3 points like in it. And St. Martin's never pushed on and drove and gave themselves like a comfortable lead. And it got to the stage then, there's an awful lot of, if we call it, rooks now in Camogie. Like that.
Yeah, this time of year still, I think.
Yeah, it's just quite hard to get the ball up. And St. Vincent's, you know, crowded out St. Martin's really in midfield and the half forward line, with those getting numerous players back behind the ball and, you know, fighting with 5 or 6 players around it. St. Martin's were never able to get, I suppose, a good momentum going. They had a chance in the beginning of the second half when they maybe were going for goal chances, and they could have put over 2 or 3 points, and it would have put them a bit more comfortable, like 5-6 points ahead. But they missed the goal chances and didn't take their points, and St. Vincent's then came back and just slotted over 2 or 3 points from frees and just chipped away. But on reflection, St. Martin's probably will be happy enough to have another go at this, because they, you know, hand on heart, they probably would admit that they didn't have their best day today, but got out of jail.
Yeah, and they do have that scoring power up front. A disappointing day for them. St. Vincent's, hard to beat. Dublin Camogie, like their hurling is improving all the time. And the important thing for St. Martin's is they live to fight another day. And they had this similar scenario in Wexford this year, Stella. And I think that drawn game stood to them when they beat Owler de Balloch, a gallant Owler de Balloch in the replay. Maybe that will stand to them.
Yeah, St. Martin's are Leinster champions, you know, they know how to win, and I would be putting them as like favourites again going into next week. Hopefully as well, Liam, I know we give out about referees, but hopefully it'll be a different referee, because I just felt she didn't really let the game flow either. She wasn't a help to the game. So maybe a different venue and a different referee, and we'll move on, and hopefully St. Martin's will, you know, get that Leinster title back to Wexford again.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hope so. Incidentally, St. Rhinas from Offaly won the intermediate title. They beat Camrys of Laois, and it was a big scoreline there. Camrys just scoring 4 points.